Anne says, is confidence loss a side effect from being with a narcissist? Oh, honey, yes, indeed it is. Yeah. The truth is that I think that the way that we start to change it is we start to decide, okay, do I have to accept the limitations the narcissist put on me? Right? Something I have a lot of people do, and I've talked about this before. The best thing you can do here is to go ahead and make a list of all the things that are in your head that are negative self-perception. So if you think, for example, in this case, you can't get a good job because you're not qualified, or you can't get a good job because people won't like the way you look, or they don't like the way you talk, or whatever, write all that stuff down. And it doesn't have to be just job related, but I'm just using this as an example. So maybe one of your issues is, I can't find a good job because people don't like me when they meet me, let's say. Just making this up. And if that's the case, write that down. And then I want you to really think, where did that perception come from? Why do I think that about myself? Maybe you can think that some negative person in your life, whether it was the narcissist most recently or someone from your past, that person may have put that stuff in your head. And maybe another negative perception is that you don't deserve to be happy. Write all that stuff down and then let it sit overnight or something. And the next day, go back to it and read them again and decide what your new truth is going to be. So if your first, you know, negative thought about yourself is that you can't get a job because people don't like you, well, then cross that out and say, I can have any job I want because everybody likes me, you know, something like that. And kind of go down the whole list that way and change the negative perception to something positive. I find this to be an incredibly effective exercise. And as you're doing that, I want you to really imagine that that belief is flying out the window and your new truth is in place, and then start to live in that new truth. I hope that helps a little bit.